Hi, I'm Angelica.
And I'm Celeste.
And this is Double Brain Think Tank. In today's episodes, we will be going chronologically through our adventure to Twin Fest.
This is
2022.
True.
This is true.
Twin Fest. We went to Twinsburg, Ohio.
And there's a festival that has multiples from all over the world.
There's a lot of cornhole.
Well, we'll get to
it. It seems like a thing there to have a lot of cornhole. I don't know, but it was like they had a lot of cornhole.
They did. Our first day, we were driving out. We drove out from our location to Ohio, which was like 8 hours, a little more.
This is true.
So we're driving out.
Okay, so like we pulled into a Sheetz and I was like, dude, the fucking hood is smoking. And I lift it up and it keeps smoking and I'm like, shit. So I call Poppy and I try saying,
Poppy's our dad if you're not Hispanic. That's just what it means.
So I call him and I try to like take photos or like video the smoke and he's like, I don't see it because it's like smoke. So he just like, I don't know, he keeps like trying to diagnose this car or whatever. And then I end up moving it to like a more secluded space in the lot, and
we noticed the Sheetz had lots of alcohol inside, which is really interesting for a gas station because we're from the East Coast and
New England specifically.
So it's really interesting to see hard liquor at a gas station.
It's true.
Wine and beer too, obviously, but the hard liquor is really where I was like, well, I mean, like,
oh, did I tell you how recently I was at a liquor store and I was like picking up like some like beach Trulies or something because I was going to the beach with my girlfriend, and like the guy at the counter like was looking at my ID like a madman. He was like, huh, Connecticut, you know, like, are you trying to fucking sell something?
I actually went to a CVS and the lady was like, this isn't you. And I was like, it's literally a picture of me with short hair. I'm like, yes it is. And she's like, show me another ID. So I did.
And she was
just like, all right, but these don't look like yours and shit. Like, I was like, okay, then don't sell it to me. Damn. Like, why do you believe that's me? It's literally me.
He was like, you know, like, I was like, bro, like, you really think that I'm gonna fucking, like, try and break the law for some beach Trulies? Like, I'm good. Like, I would have been fine without them, you know?
You're like a vigilante or something. I don't know. You make him solve riddles, and he finally sells it to you, and you're like, all right, get in the back of the police
El
car.
Ratalada. If any of you have seen the new Batman movie, that's a little
little joke there for you. But yeah, our car was smoking cigarettes. No, our car was not smoking. Our car was smoking out of its hood.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, we could not figure it out, so...
This took many hours.
We decided not to keep driving because it felt bad to drive a car that was smoking. So we spent like hours at that Sheetz and eventually called AAA. Had some guy like tow the car.
Yeah.
And when he towed the car, we just like,
yeah, we had to pay extra because the closest like car repair place for the CRV was like
30 miles away.
It was 30 miles away, but they only cover something like 20.
Yeah, so it was like extra money for
I was like
to be
damn,
driven.
Like fuck it.
Yeah, and I don't know, but yeah, they picked up the car, the tow people, and so we walked across like this strip of like motels and like gas stations to go to our motel. And when we were in the lobby, there was this guy, like, at the counter, and he was, like, checking out. He was checking out, and, like, he looks at Celeste, and, like, he looks so creepy, and he, like, licked his lips, and I was like, oh, my God, who the hell is this
dude? I did not fucking, like,
he literally did. Like, I really wish you could have seen it, because you would have been so scared.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't see it, because
I literally saw it, and I freaked out.
That's fucking disgusting.
I could not stop staring at the door, like, when we got to our hotel
room. I'm glad I didn't know, because I would have flipped out.
Yeah, when we got to our hotel room, I was like, so let's make sure it's locked.
And yeah, we were like, you know, making sure it was locked and shit. I stayed up until my parents got there. Like,
yeah, I was like, dude, like, I took the bed closer to the door because I was like, you know, if he comes in here, I know some Krav Maga, perhaps that can buy us time. But, you know, obviously that didn't happen. He was just a freak and he went to his little freak bed and slept in there or whatever.
Yeah, this is true.
And so our parents came in the middle of the night, you know, arguing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so we left them in the room, even though it was like, you know, they're always like, rooms are for two people at this hotel or like, yeah, you know, blah, 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 but like, Hispanic families like fit like they have like a it's family like reunion.
Car. It's like their hotel room is a clown car.
Yeah, I feel like Latino people are always like, all right, like two of you go to the counter, like everyone's sneaking through the back, and it's like three generations of a family like fitting into a hotel room.
Yeah, together. I mean, you know, that's smart.
It is smart. It is smart, but it's just real, you know? It's so real.
I mean, you're still paying for the space, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Like, why does it matter how many people are in there?
Maybe because, like, the continental breakfast is so expensive. Dude, that was ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. But, like, it's better than just paying for breakfast at some, like, random Ohio place, honestly.
That's true. The food there was fucked. Everything in Ohio was fucked.
Wait. We didn't get there. We didn't get there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We gotta keep with the story structure. So after that, we wake up early because we went the first day of Twin Fest, which, you know, the main day is the second day. So during the second day, we drove. Like, that morning, we drove all the way from Pennsylvania to Ohio. We checked into our hotel, and we all slept for a bit. And me and Celeste were supposed to play in this talent show thing, but we ended up missing it because of all our troubles.
Yeah, we did have many troubles, but the festival itself was cool. There were a lot of twins, and I was like, wow, this is kind of utopian in a sense.
Yeah, it was, like, a lot of singletons, like, serving things to twins and stuff, and I was like, damn. Yes. This is what it would have been like if we had, like, kept it on top. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
How can we get back to this reality?
Return.
Because I would like to live like that. but, yeah, it was really cool. There's so much cornhole.
A lot of cornhole.
Yeah, I don't know why people in Ohio really like cornhole, I guess.
And, like, people were wearing the craziest ass shirts, but, like, I knew it was in sincerity. Like, it's not like someone wearing, like, I'm my grandpa's favorite, like, Libra shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but there were New people, we actually saw a lady with a shirt like that, but she was, like, serious, and, like, I was like, so let's look, it's, like, literally one of those shirts that people, like, wear for, like, funny purposes, but she's being real.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is so earnest.
And, you know, she was, like, a middle-aged woman, so it was, like, you know, the joke is, if this is a joke, you're missing your audience, kinda. But, yeah, the first day, you know, it was really cool to see all the old twins. They're very cute.
Yeah, they're very cute.
We walked around and stuff.
We got tested.
Yeah, we went to, like, there's, like, some research tents, and we went over to it, and we did a lot of research. There was, like, this one research that was, like, I don't know, for the, I think it was the FBI.
Yeah, some sort of government organization.
And since we're mirror image twins, they really liked that, so they were like, all right, guys, like, let us take pictures of your hands and skin or whatever, and we're like, all right, we're like, we really don't care. And they gave us money, and we did.
The government has that shit anyway.
Yeah, like, I'm like, the government already has, like, my iris print from, like, me going to a McDonald's in 2007 or something, so, like, I really don't care.
Your webcam's probably taking.
Yeah, like, my webcam is taking, like measurements of my skull or whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
they're into phrenology.
Yeah. we did like a thing for skin cancer research, and so we got, like, free sunscreen and, like, beauty products or whatever. And then we did we took, like, a group photo with all the twins where, like, everyone, like,
yeah, they had a guy on a cherry picker take a photo, like,
and everyone, most people are dressed exactly like their twins. That's, like, what you're supposed to do. So, like, all the twins and triplets and quadruplets, all the multiples, like, went into the field, and they all, you know, stood together. We went, and we were, like, in the back, and they took a big aerial picture.
It took a big aerial
picture. And it was really funny because, like, there were these guys next to us who were saying, like, let's go, Brandon, or something. Yeah, it was so cringe.
I was like, oh, dude, like, oh, ooh. Like,
it was so stupid.
It was so stupid, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know, let's go, Brandon, or whatever. It's like, oh, jeez.
I'm like, I was like, and then we did, like, this one last research thing that was, like, taste and smell and stuff, and we also got money for that, which was cool.
Yeah.
We had to keep proving that we were over 21,
or
18. Over 18, because for some reason, people in Ohio read us as, like, 12.
Yeah,
like, true. They literally thought we were children. We were, like, in line, and they're like, excuse me, like, this test is, like, 18 plus, and we're like, we are 18 plus, and she's like, yeah, well, it's, like, over 21, 24. And we're like, we're 24, and, like, we had to show her our IDs.
Yeah.
And, like, this lady that we sat next to when we were taking, like, the test or whatever,
she's
was like,
I'm 24.
She was like, how old are you guys? And we were like, oh, we're 24. And she's like, I'm 24. And it's like, damn, sorry, I didn't age like crap. Like, I don't know what to tell
that's
you,
not
queen.
Because
she was like, wow, you're so young or whatever. She wasn't even from Ohio. She's from New York.
Yeah, no, I was just fucking around.
I was just like, damn, like, you look like a ghoul that was irradiated from, like, Fallout 3 or something. Like,
yeah.
Why is it my problem?
Get out of the tanning bed.
Yeah, you know, I take care of myself. I try to.
Into the real bed and get some sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you get good sleep.
Exactly.
You get good sleep.
After that, I think we were, like, done for that day because we were just so tired. So, like, yeah. There was, like, an entertainment tent, and we, like, got matching shirts and hats, because, you know.
We did.
Went in Twin Vegas.
Yeah, I also got a twin wallet.
Went in Twin Paris.
I got a twin wallet, and it clips to my, it has a carabiner on it, so I can put it, like, on my pants, which is cool, because I like the feeling of security.
Went in Twin Rome, do as Twin Romans do.
Because my other wallet would always fall out, and it's like the coach one Kevin has, so I'm like, someone's gonna fucking run up to this.
They're gonna think it's filled with money.
Gonna be so disappointed when they get declined.
yeah, so I think after that, we were, like, done for that day. We're, like, we're exhausted. We looked at the world map where it had, like, pins where everyone was from, which was really cool. Some guy seemed like he was just collecting pictures with twins because he wasn't there with anyone, but he just, like, asked for a photo, and
I think it was for...
It literally felt like celebrity moments, like, okay, I guess.
We all love a good twin, I think.
We all love to have a good twin time out here. But it was cool, and we met, you know, nice people. There were these twins dressed as Zach and Weezy, like the Dragon's House people.
They
were cool.
We did talk a little bit.
Yeah,
our parents were there, though, which is, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it was good, but, like,
they weren't supposed to be there. Like, it was just, like, as soon as we got to the hotel, they were, like, fighting. It was like, bro, please. Like, it just made me, like, imagine,
the
like, if me and Celeste had gotten there by ourselves, we could have had, like, a really, like, quiet, like,
evening.
Time. Yeah, and we could have, like,
relaxed, yeah.
But, like, they were, like, you know, like, how parents care about, like, really dumb stuff, and it's like, dude, we're, like, adults, like, it's fine.
No, I mean, I work at Starbucks, so I know what it's like when adults care about really dumb stuff. Like, literally, this guy had a tantrum the other day, and he, like, poured coffee on the counter and shit, because he was mad.
That's insane.
And he, like, snatched the coffee cake from my hand and, like, stormed out. I was like, oh my god, bro, like... What are you, 12? And, like, if we see him again, he's banned from the store, basically. Like, he's not coming back.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, I don't know. I would have taken my many bibs that I keep stored on, my many binkies that I keep stored on me, throw one at him because he's a baby.
Because he was harassing one of my coworkers, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. And he's like, no. He just tells her no, like, no. What the fuck? What are you talking about? No. You're paying for a service, dumbass. Like, you want to fucking hop over and, like...
I don't know. He was a baby.
He absolutely did want to hop over the way he was taking that shit from me.
You should have gave him a wink or something. Really pissed him off. Really set him off.
I just said, all right, or whatever. Just, like, because... I'm not gonna fucking give him my energy. I'm already tired as fuck, you know?
Yeah, so, like, we got back to the hotel that night.
Yeah.
And they tried to get us to go to, like, some twin event, but we were so exhausted that we just went to the room. And we all, like, I think we all just took showers and then we went grocery shopping.
I looked really, really tired, though, apparently, because my father said to me, "You look how I feel." Yeah, and I was like, damn, I must look like fucked right now because we are on no sleep. Just
we ate dinner at the hotel that like with groceries we bought and stuff, and like we were just hanging out and watching some movie that Brittany Murphy was in.
Yeah,
and my mom was talking about how sad her death was, and I was like, all right. I mean, I wasn't there, but I guess
mean, she has a great voice and she's a very beautiful, you know. And
yeah, it's
actress.
Very sad that she died that way. Yes. But, you know, my mom was really into telling that story. And then me and my mom were, like, showing each other, like, reggaeton videos and stuff. So we had a lot. I had a lot of fun. And then, like, we were trying to go to bed, but our parents were like, I don't know.
I was like, bro, don't you want me to not look how you feel?
Yeah, no, they could be.
I need to catch some disease.
Every time they got to do a move, it's like they move the whole room and, like, you got to wake up. So we woke up, like, random times of the night, but next day, you know, we were feeling good. We put on our other matching fits. We had matching fits for all this.
We did.
We pulled up to that continental breakfast that we were promised.
We had the worst fucking pina colada there in my life. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was at the Twin Fest, though.
Yeah, that was earlier at the Twin Fest.
At the Twin Fest, was it the first day?
It was the first day.
Yeah, the first day, we ate, like, some bourbon chicken that was good. But we also got, like, a pina colada because I was like, damn.
It was so bad. I saw
good.
This lady, like,
and it was literally just, like, the worst pina colada
and,
I've ever
like,
had.
Syrup and I don't even fucking know what.
Like, even though those pina colada smoothies that you can buy at, like, the store that
are way better than what we had.
It was literally, like, ice and water and some, like, strange taste.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I could probably make this at work.
I was just like, this is so... it was so mid, we didn't even finish it.
Yeah.
But, we went to the Continental breakfast on the second day.
Bitches.
And, we saw the twins there.
Yeah, we did.
And my dad made us go down, and he was like paranoid the lady would like see us all or something, because you know, fitting a million people into a 2-person room.
Yeah.
So that was stressful, and then I don't know. We basically just ate breakfast and. There was a lady who was really nice to us, and she kind of, I don't know, she was really nice.
She looked a little like Bill Cosby.
She looked a little like Bill Cosby, but I don't want to be offensive.
I mean, that's not offensive. She just kind of did.
She kind of did look like him, but I'm sure she's a nice person.
Yeah,
she's
sure she hasn't done anything very sketchy in her life.
Yeah, I'm banking it all on this random woman.
As far as I know, I'm going to put all on red 30.
Yeah, I'm putting my lifeline on this woman. If she ends up being problematic, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I'm willing to do Russian roulette with this one.
But yeah, we our parents and us, we went back to the Twin Festival.
Yeah, we did.
For the second day.
We didn't stay that long this time because it was like
we got some like cool pins that say like they're like it's like twins are like Oreos, two parts held together by a special bond, which is really funny. So we got pins of it.
Yeah.
We wanted to get evil twin and other evil twin pin.
Part of the Oreos is special bond.
I guess so, but like we wanted the evil twin and other evil twin pin, but they ran out of the evil twin pin because I guess everyone.
I mean,
they should have thought about that.
That's a sexy one, so I can see why it would sell most immediately. You know.
Oh, for sure. We didn't stay as long, we saw some guy perform in a tent, we just kind of walked around and, like, looked at all the vendors and stuff, there was just some vendors and, like, little things to do, you know.
Where did we go after that?
After that, like, I think we, like,
we also saw Amish people.
Yes, we did.
For the first time in my mom's screen.
When we were driving from Pennsylvania to Ohio, we saw Amish people. Mom was, like, screaming to take a picture of them. So, like...
She was
I did. I mean, it's not a good picture, but, like, my mom really wanted it. And, like, I'm not going to say no. Yeah. But I've never seen Amish people either, but she was... literally so loud about it.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, Ray, look.
She was, like, enjoying it.
The Amish people. And they were all loading up into this one van. Sorry to any Amish people that are listening to this. Just kidding. They all loaded into this one van, and this, like, non-Amish dude was driving them around. I was like, whoa.
I was like, he's, like, the one they designated.
Yeah, he's probably a pretty cool guy if he's, like, hanging out with all these Amish people.
Yeah, he's probably getting paid good money.
I don't know. I think maybe they're just friends.
That's nice of him if they are.
Because
but...
I feel like the Amish don't really have money.
I don't know. I mean, what would they spend it on? So they might have, like, a lot.
I mean, but, like, where would they get the money?
I mean, I'm sure they still have, like, dollars and stuff. They need currency of some kind.
No, they just do things, like, as a community. Like, they all fucking build the houses and shit, you know?
Then I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure this can be Googled later.
They're all churning the butter, etc.
Taking turns churning the
That's
butter.
That's why they have to... I think they make, like, little crafts or food or something, and they sell it.
Yeah, they use that money, definitely. Because they were selling something.
Yeah. Not their bodies, of course.
The world's oldest profession.
The world's most old and Amish. But no, I'm going to get hated on. I'm going to get hated from the Amish. No. I'm sorry, guys. If you're on Rumspringa or whatever and you got the
If you're like an Amish person to listening listen to podcasts, this. Then this is kind of on you and you should go respect your family, etc.
I mean, if you're Reformed, that's fine, too.
Yeah, that's
true. Do your thing, you know, whatever.
You can leave, you know.
You can do whatever you want.
That's true. But yeah, our second day we left, I wanted to stay for fireworks, but then it was like, yo, it's like I can see fireworks in any state, so I'm
yeah,
quite
no,
good.
I was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
And like that night was like the vigil for like
the twinless twins,
and we were not about to be there for that sad ass moment.
Yeah,
so it's essentially like, we're like twins who lost their twin, like they light like a lantern and let it go.
Yeah,
and,
like I don't want to see
it's
this.
A very like
lose my mind
sobering
dude.
And dark event. And just like really sad and like literally the saddest thing you can imagine.
It's so fucking grim. And then
it's like
we're gonna have fireworks right after.
Yeah, like dude,
we put you through.
Have some respect.
Such agony.
Yeah, I did not want to be there for that because it's just really painful to think about. It's so sad. It's so sad.
It is. It makes me cry and kick my legs.
So we left, I think.
Yeah, we did.
We got chocolate bananas, though, so it was
We did
lit.
Get chocolate bananas. It was good.
It was, like, chocolate-covered bananas.
And we got another hotel room in the same hotel and also only got, like, two beds.
Yeah.
No, we only got one bed this time. Oh, wait, no, we got two beds. We got two beds this time.
We got two beds this time, but, like, we had to get a different room because, like, I ran out of rooms. Well, not for Saturday night. We got a different room for Sunday. But what did we do Saturday night? Oh, we had to go to that dumb thing with his friend, right?
Oh,
Yeah. So my dad had a friend that he worked with because my dad works with computers and like he's
that
never
wasn't
met him.
Saturday night though. That was like...
it was Saturday night because we were wearing these in the photo.
Yeah, but that wasn't Saturday night because we were still at the festival. Like Saturday night, we ate in the room.
What did we eat in the room?
We ate like the sandwiches.
No, we ate the sandwiches on Friday night.
On Friday night, weren't we still traveling?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, we visited his friend on one of the days, like, where we saw Bullet Train.
Yes. So Sunday, we saw Bullet Train in a random Ohio theater, and the guy was like...
It was Monday, but I forgive you.
Oh, damn. I'm totally losing... Essentially, you know, twin times, et cetera, et cetera. The chocolate banana was one of the last moments I truly remember.
Well, there was this lady in line. Did you see her?
There was a twin bingo.
And she was like, like she was rubbing her belly. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like,
we were getting the chocolate banana.
So
she was like, looks so good. She's like trying to pressure my dad in getting ice cream too. She's like, mmm, this is so good, man.
Yeah, she was being really silly with
it. It was really goofy.
I appreciate it.
She had good energy.
Something I do like about Ohio is people will just, like, unprompted NPC walk up
to you. Yeah, I just tell, like, you something.
Say shit, and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool, though.
Some guy, like, went up to my dad and started talking to him, and it turns out he has 9 kids that aren't his. And I'm just like, why would you just, you know, you couldn't, you'd have to waterboard me to get some information like that. Like, why would you just tell a stranger? I don't know. Like, puppy did that.
The most abused man on earth. Broken heart.
Yeah, but that whole conundrum happened. We went to see Bullet Train, and when we were when we left the festival for the last time after we saw Twin Bingo, etc.
Twingo.
We got a map of Twinsburg for $1, which is dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
It's somewhere in our house.
So it's around these parts.
But when we move, we plan to get a frame for it and such.
Yes, this will.
But I think next year we're definitely going to fly because that was, like, not worth it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. It was not worth it.
I'd rather just take a plane and then, take an Uber or, like, rent a car because I'll be old enough.
Yeah. Oh, right. We will be old enough. That's scary.
Well, we'll be old enough, so that's, like, good, though.
That's true, that's true. We could, like, rent it from the airport, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how people do.
Yeah. Like we would do and such. Yeah,
remember we got that Barry White CD from, like, the car that was rented in Puerto Rico? Like, someone just left their Barry White CD.
Yeah, we just got a Barry White CD.
So now we have a Barry White CD.
This is true.
It introduced me to a lot of good songs. I really love Walking in the Rain with the One I Love because there's, a phone call in the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there is a phone call. It's very immersive. But we went to go see Bullet Train, and when we got to the theater, the woman who was at the cash register or whatever, like, my dad was like, oh, my card's not working. And it's like, because he put his card in wrong or whatever, and it declined, and then the screen just said declined. And, like, as a cashier, I've been a cashier before, I know that you have to, like, exit out and, like, go back into it. But this lady, like, just let my dad struggle while me and Sis were just like, she's in charge. Like, she could change this. We don't have to do this. And, like, eventually she like exited out of the declined thing, and like my dad was able to pay for the tickets. We go in, there's like an usher.
Oh my god.
And he says to our dad, are these your children? And my dad says yes, and he says, okay, I was just asking because we have a very strict rated R policy in this theater. So I guess, like, you have to be, like, 30 to see a movie. I don't know. But, like,
he
thought we were, like, children. And then, like, we saw the movie and my mom laughed at inappropriate times because that's what she does. like, literally moments where people were dead silent. She was, like, laughing. Like, it's actually quite funny.
Yeah.
You know, her laugh makes me laugh, etc. Yeah,
she always sees the humor in things.
Yeah,
this is why we love you, Yvonne.
This is true.
Just doxed my mom.
Yeah, don't dox her mom.
Oh my god. Forget her. Her name is Samantha.
It's fine. We'll just move past that. So, after the movie, we go meet up with my dad's friend from, like, when he was working at AT&T, and, like, they worked together online.
He was, like, a fine guy, but I felt kind of awkward being like, oh, man, meeting my dad's work friend from 15 years ago.
Yeah, like, this guy was,
such
like,
a treat.
Very dry and, like, had very dry jokes, but the waitresses, like, treated us like celebrities because we were twins, and they're like, oh, we wanted to go to the Twin Fest. Oh, we, like, missed it this year because we were working or whatever, and, like, they were, like, so happy to serve us. It was crazy.
Oh, and we got mild wings. Do not order mild
wings in Ohio because they will literally just taste like nothing because the people there are not used to spice, I guess.
They do not fuck with the spice.
Yeah, I guess like the hottest, like very hot wings were just like acceptable quality.
Damn.
But
they should let you taste the sauce.
Exactly. But there was an iguana that they have in, like, an exhibit there, I took pictures with it. It was called the Winking Lizard.
Yeah.
It's quite a little gem.
It was a gem.
But, yeah.
There was a bowling alley, like,
there was a bowling alley in it, yeah. It was a pretty rocking place.
Poppin' spot, for sure.
So that night, we go back to our hotel, and,
We all get in one big
bed. Yeah, we all get in one big bed and put our matching nightcaps on. No, we got back to the hotel and, like, my dad was trying to watch some TV or something, and, you know, we all got ready for bed.
Yeah, we did.
Went to bed quite early that day. I think we were just really tired.
Yeah, I mean, all that shit was exhausting because we were fucking, like, traveling and sleeping the weirdest hours and shit, and it was just a lot.
Yeah, and so Monday was the day that the Honda dealership was going to be able to see our car, so Monday we check out of the hotel, we see the lady who looks like Bill Cosby kind of before we leave. I just remember her because she's really nice.
Yeah, she was really nice. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her. I don't know her name. Well, I wouldn't say it anyways because she deserves her privacy.
That's so true.
Because
she would never do something that would make her a public figure. That
she would never do something
by the general public.
She would never do something that would damage her reputation.
This is true.
But yeah, we left Twinsburg and we drove back to Pennsylvania. Drove to the Honda dealership. My parents didn't really want to leave the car. Because I guess they just were, like, afraid people were going to be kind of racist because it was, like, a very rural area.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't blame them because there were quite a bit of Trump and Confederate flags laying around.
I was like, oh, man, am I going to meet someone who's, like, trying to take America back, but they're, like, annoying about it? I'm like, oh, man.
Like, yeah, I was just like, oof.
They're just going to assume that, you know,
The night before we went to Pennsylvania, like, we went back there, I got, like, a banana milkshake, and my mom called me a minion. And I thought it was really funny because, like, I ate two banana things and she really liked calling me a minion for some reason.
Mignon.
Filet mignon.
And then we drove all the fucking way back.
No. We got there. They told us it was wrong. They're like, all right, it's only going to take like an hour or two or something. And we're like, oh, thank God. So after that, we get back in the old car and then put our stuff in there. We drive back separately. Since Les did so much of the driving there, I just drove the entire way back.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I was just, like, trying not to look at my phone because it would make me cry.
Yeah, no, it sucks because, like, when you travel through those kind of places, you can't look at your phone or you're, like, feel like you're going to throw up.
Yeah, you can't read or anything. You just gotta talk, essentially.
It's
zen.
We had a lot of talks and stuff, you know, quality twin time,
etc. Much like this talk.
This is a recap of events. And, like, I definitely want to go again. It was really fun.
I learned a lot about struggling and perseverance. I honestly, when we were walking to that hotel, like, and it was, like, raining.
Yeah, it was literally raining.
And we were walking by the side of, like, the road/highway. Like, we were fucking thugging it out over there.
It's true,
it was a lot.
And I'm like, man, like,
we checked the motel for bed bugs and shit.
We flipped the mattresses, because we're wise.
Yeah.
And, so we get home. And we go to bed immediately because that's what you do when you come home from Twin Fest.
Yeah, I got my shift covered the next day because I was like, dude, I can't fucking do it. Like,
I had to reschedule my dentist appointment, but that's the price you pay for going to Twin Fest.
For being twindy.
Yeah, I have a little bit of footage of our journey that I'll be uploading to our Patreon. So if you're interested in seeing it, you should subscribe.
Yeah, why wouldn't
it helps us cover the cost of this podcast, which you'd think, oh, what do you mean? It probably doesn't cost money to make it. It does, because you have to pay a service to put it up on all those platforms monthly. And so when you subscribe to our Patreon, you help us not completely cover it, but, like,
most
reciprocate
it.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, kind of cover ups a lot of the cost.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very helpful.
It is very helpful. I think if we have enough, then we can cover it.
I mean, if you're liking the things that you're
hearing, liking the things, then
yeah,
you gotta click that MFN like
come
button.
Dude, I struggled so fucking much. Like, I had a good time, but, you know, there's a yin and yang sort of element to this.
What do you mean?
Like, there was we persevered through a lot, but at the end, it ended up being really good.
It was worth it to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wasn't too stressed out because I was just like, you know, like, I mean, we have each other, and, like, that's even better than having, like, my parents with me.
Damn. I was like, I cannot afford to buy that many nights at a motel.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah.
Life is a journey. Life is a highway.
Life is a game, and death is her sister. And you know Father Time, that's a fucked up family picture. It's from Lil Wayne. I don't know if I said it right, but that's basically the bar.
That's such an awesome Lil Wayne bar.
Oh, no, everything he says is so smart. I like, can't lie. Like, he says shit that I'm like, fuck, like, this guy is so good.
On that note, we will end this podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You know, favorite this.
I loved explaining everything to you.
We loved going into excruciating detail for your pleasure. If you'd like to see more excruciating detail, you know where to go.
Yeah, we can talk about something more relatable later.
Next time.
Like being alone.
Yeah, like being a loser with no twin. I'm just kidding. Alright. See ya.